All right, we're getting set to head into a weekend, and we're getting set to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and we're getting set for a freeze warning tonight.
A freeze warning?
Yes, freeze warning tonight. Temps will be falling into the 30s. Some places will get frost. So I think it's a good thing because it'll kill the bugs.
Well, the Yankees are playing tonight. Game time at Yankee Stadium, I think, is 7:30.
Right.
What will the temperature be there?
I would say, you know, it's probably going to be like in the upper 50s. So a little chilly.
What about by the end of the game, by like 9 o'clock?
Mid-50s.
Bring your parkas, because there's nothing like sitting in a ballpark.
Yes.
In the dark when it's like 52, 53. So bring your parkas.
Pack is doing AC in Boston. Pack is. Yeah, so if there is any early light rain or drizzle around, it'll give way to partly cloudy skies today. There's going to be a cool wind picking up, 25, 30 mile per hour gust, mid 60s, then clear and cold with scattered frost tonight, mid 30s. And it's a sunny Saturday, 60 to 65. Then cloudy Sunday. Showers come in late in the day, mid 60s, and we have periods of rain on Monday. It's not a Marshall Miles Day Monday. Highs will be in the 60s, so mid and upper 60s.
I want you to know it wasn't a Marshall Miles Day yesterday.
It wasn't?
We didn't get out of the 40s, and there were showers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, yesterday it rained here all day, and I think it stayed around 52.
We got to 47, 48.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, it was not a Marshall Miles Day yesterday.
No, especially after the day before when the temperatures were in the 80s and 90s.
So. I'm just glad I got all my plants moved in the day before. So it was one of the few smart moves I've made.
Yeah, so it's you're covered. Any big plans for you this weekend?
No, this weekend, not really. But next weekend is Columbus Day weekend. And there's just so many things that are going on. The Salisbury Fall Festival, the Pine Plains FFA Fall Festival, plus a billion other things, really. And you always hope that it doesn't rain on that weekend. So I don't know what the long-range look towards next weekend is. But I hopefully it's sunny.
Well, you know, usually I don't have to worry about shooting the movie on Columbus Day weekend. That's usually reserved for us just closing up. But because of some problems with two of the casts, we are going to have to actually be shooting. So things are all messed up. Tomorrow morning, I have to. I got to leave here real early. I mean, if it wasn't so cold tonight, I would go up there tonight and already be at the cabin by tomorrow morning, but it's too cold.
Yeah.
So I have to leave here early. I have to bring my dog to the cabin. My friend Helen will be there. We have to leave the cabin at 10 and drive down to Belvedere, New Jersey for Memorial Mass. That's the lady who watched Shirley while we were on the cruise. Her sister passed away. So we have to go down there, and then from there we'll come back up, and instead of shooting our movie, which was planned, I will start putting things away for the season.
Now, who's watching Shirley?
Well, we'll only be gone a few hours.
Oh, so she'll just be hanging out at the cabin.
She'll stay at the cabin.
Oh, okay.
If I could bring her into church, I would, but I can't. So she'll have to stay at the cabin, I'm sure. I mean, the cabin's going to be a little bit on the chilly side, but there's blankets there. She could nestle underneath the blankets, and she's got fur.
Tell the church it's a therapy dog.
Yeah. So then Saturday we'll put away stuff, and then on Sunday we are shooting. And we'll shoot the movie. I am going to come back Sunday night. I have work to do here since the people that did the walkway basically have left. I have stuff to do outside because they finished. And they also fixed a leak, if you recall, that I had 2 weeks ago. And that ceiling in the foyer now has to be primed and painted. So I'll come back on Sunday night, do the things we have to do on Monday, and then next weekend, while we will have to close up, we have to shoot. We're shooting next weekend, Saturday and Saturday night and into Sunday. So I'm going to try to get done as much as I can this weekend. So leaves me some time next weekend. You know, it just, to me, this is all this rushing, Marshall. I must be getting old and cranky, because normally I would say, well, I'll get it done. But it's like too much rushing. The whole thing to me, I'm sorry, folks, is just a pain.
Now, are you still forecasting for the Yankees?
Yes.
All right. Well, you got big, you know, two games back to back, big games this week.
Tonight and tomorrow, right?
I'm not sure if it's tomorrow or the
day. Not tomorrow either.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Now, what's the story? What happens if they win these two games? Then
no, this series is a best of five series against Minnesota.
So
you got to win three out of five.
So if they win three out of five, they go to the World Series.
No, then they go to the American League Championship Series.
Oh.
And then they have to win that to go to the World Series.
Wow!
But they got to play if they beat Minnesota, they have to play Houston, and it's going to be very tough to beat Houston. Very, very tough. So.
Oh.
But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Okay, well, whatever the case is, you try to have a nice warm weekend, and I'll report back to you on Tuesday. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me, Pat. Have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.